You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, we're going to the phones right now, switching gears. We're in number two of the Triple Dipper. I'm spending some time here focusing on what it means to see conservative leadership in elected office. I got some examples from state and federal. But we're going to talk first with a friend of mine, Andy Roth. Andy and I met a couple years ago. I was honored to be a Club for Growth Foundation fellow. Through some of the training and seminars and things we got a chance to do, I got to know Andy Roth, who just, I believe, last year went over and helped start up a new organization called the State Freedom Caucus Network. Now, you guys have heard me talk about the Freedom Caucus in D.C. They are the more conservative members of U.S. Congress, and they are literally sort of holding the line on issues that moderates and Democrats don't like to mess with. That being said, I've told you also multiple times that what happens in your own state legislature, what happens in your state capital, sometimes affects our lives more than what happens in D.C. Wouldn't it be something to have freedom caucuses in state politics? Well, we do. I believe there's like eight of them now. And the guy who's helping rally that is my friend Andy Roth. So without further ado, let me just bring him on. Andy Roth, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing well. Well, Phil, thanks for having me. It's good to hear from you again.
You too, bud, and I appreciate your time. Listen, I just couldn't help but notice Epoch Times and a bunch of others also had the story came out yesterday. Pennsylvania just got its own State Freedom Caucus Network. I think they're, the eighth, I believe. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, you bet. So you're right. We launched last year around this time. We're coming upon our one-year anniversary, and the very first state was Georgia. Then we expanded to Mississippi, South Carolina, Nevada, Illinois, South Dakota, Arizona, and now Pennsylvania. And I was just in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania for the launch. Chairman Scott Perry, congressman, he's the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus up here in D.C., he's from Pennsylvania, and he was there to help with the launch. But we have 23 patriots in the state house in Harrisburg who are ready to form the Freedom Caucus. And they're going to be there to hold not only the radical leftists accountable, but also the GOP establishment. Because, like you said, a lot of times those two groups get together and grow government. And now conservatives need to get organized and strategize to fight back and to either defeat bad policy or shame Republicans for going along with it when they grow government.
And you're pointing out what I tell my audience all the time is that having an R by your name does not make you a conservative. There's a vast difference between being a Republican and being a conservative. And we have, especially in a red state, we have folks that realize sometimes the only way they can get elected is to put an R by their name, but daggum, their policies don't reflect it. Certainly not.
And think about what's going on in D.C. I mean, it's the Republicans and the Democrats are fighting to a bloody draw. Meanwhile, all of the big issues are actually happening at the state level now. I mean, yes, inflation is a problem. The Ukraine-Russia war is a problem. These national issues are a problem. But think about the state level issues, election integrity, school choice, CRT in our classrooms. You know, there's all sorts of things going on at the state level, and most people don't even know who their state rep or their state senator is. And so what we're trying to do is just shine a big, bright light on that and try to advance conservative policy, and that's what we're doing.
Well, so I got to ask you, I mean, Alabama is a red state, and of course you and I have had sideline conversations about this several times. My beef is I want to see a Freedom Caucus. In fact, I literally went and met with some leadership in Montgomery before I even knew you were going to do this. And I told them I would like to help form a Freedom Caucus-style caucus within the body, and I was literally asked not to do that. But your thoughts on why a bright red state like Alabama would not have one before a state like Pennsylvania that just elected Fetterman to the Congress or to the Senate?
Yeah, and it's to your point that you made earlier, which is that a lot of Democrats realize that they cannot get elected with a D after their name. So they put an R next to their name, they get elected, and then they behave like Democrats. And in deep red states like Alabama, Tennessee, other red states, they're controlled by big government politicians, regardless of what party they are in. And so Alabama does need a lot of work. We desperately do want to start an Alabama Freedom Caucus there, but there is a culture of corruption, perhaps soft corruption, but there is a cartel there where Republicans and Democrats get along to grow government, and we want to stop that. So as soon as we can find a good handful of conservatives in the state legislature who are ready to fight against not just the Democrats, but also their own party, then we're ready to come down there and help you out.
Hey, let me ask you this too, Andy, for the benefit of the listeners, is there a measuring stick y'all use to see whether it's time? I mean, do you look at it and go, we're going to check your voting record and make sure you haven't voted for any tax increases or big government bills? Or do you look at it and say, we need at least five people to be in a caucus? Or what do you look for when you say, okay, it's time to go to that state?
Well, actually, the states come to us. Okay. When conservatives get together in a state and they believe that they're ready to launch a Freedom Caucus, then they come to us. And what we do is exactly what you said. We look at their voting record. We make sure that they haven't voted for tax increases or crony capitalism or more regulation. And it's a sad fact, but a lot of Republicans at the state level support that sort of stuff inside and out. And they kind of hide behind their conservative bona fides on cultural issues. So it's certainly the case that most Republicans in Alabama are pro-life and pro-traditional marriage. But then when nobody's looking, they vote for tax increases and crony capitalism and all that. So we look for full-spectrum conservatives at the state level. And when they think that they're ready, they come to us. We sit down, we talk, and we follow the process. And when we think they're ready, we help them out.
All right, so you say help them out. When you say help them out, what does that mean? What if a state like Pennsylvania or future Alabama, you've already got Georgia, if they have a Freedom Caucus and they want to join the Freedom Caucus network, what does that mean for them? Training, seminars, moral support? What do we do?
Yeah, let me step back just a little bit. Think about it this way. The entire infrastructure of a state legislature works against conservatives, and here's what I mean. The governor, regardless of party, is working 365 days out of the year. Maybe not every day, but they themselves, their staff, they're working around the clock all year long. So is the woke agencies that run the government. They are working all the time. And then also the lobbyists. But in most state legislatures, the lawmakers themselves are part-time. They gavel in the session in January, and then they gavel out maybe March, April, May, and then they're done. So who's minding the store for all those other days and months out of the year? That's what we bring, is we bring resources, both human resources and financial resources, and we help these conservatives have a year-long operation. And I'll tell you one story. One state lawmaker in another state, they were at the end of their session, and a lobbyist came up to him and whispered in his ear, "I can't wait for you guys to leave town, because then that's when we can do what we want." And
wow,
that's what we're trying to change.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the culture that we're trying to break. And so if conservatives hear that message and they want to fight back, then that's what we do, is we provide the training, we provide the human resources, we provide staffing, we provide communication support. We give them everything that they currently do not get from their own leadership and from their own, you know, infrastructure.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I know everything you said to be true, having seen it myself, but I also, unique part of my family history is my dad was the finance director for the state of Alabama under one of our predecessor governors, and told me himself that they had the long-term bureaucrat, the one who was there heading up the department when every appointed finance director came and went, he was still there. He hated the legislature. He used to talk about those amateurs coming to town thinking they can tell me how to run a government. And that was his attitude. And my dad couldn't stand that guy. And I won't mention his name because I'm sure somebody in my audience knows him. But the reality is that was an attitude within a state capitol of the full-time bureaucrat who thought he knew better than the duly elected representatives of the people.
And that's the cartel we're trying to break, is that iron triangle of full-time politicians, the bureaucrats, and the lobbyists. If we can break that triangle, then that's how we know we're successful. And we are getting more and more successful in the states we enter.
Well, very, very, very cool, Andy, and I support your work, and I'm sure our audience is hopeful that we're going to wind up seeing a caucus here in Alabama. Hey, let me switch gears on you. We got about 2 minutes before I go to the break, and lose my time with you. But in the next couple of minutes, can you give us an idea? We hear about the Freedom Caucus in D.C. We also hear that McCarthy does not have the votes right now to be elected speaker, and that the Freedom Caucus is negotiating. I've got one article here that talks about the Republican governance group that's proud to be a moderate group, saying that they're going to fight back against the Freedom Caucus. Tell me what the Freedom Caucus is looking to accomplish right now. Will McCarthy be the next Speaker of the House? What do you think?
So Washington, D.C. is broken. We know this. Your listeners know this. And so we can't just continue to operate as business as usual. So the House Freedom Caucus is trying to negotiate with McCarthy, saying you need to do several reforms. These are procedural reforms. You need to put more conservatives on committees, on steering committees. You need to allow conservatives to be in charge of a lot of the political spending that goes on. These are common sense reforms, and that's what the House Freedom Caucus is asking McCarthy to do. McCarthy is not willing to negotiate, and so they are withholding their votes. You need 218 votes on the House floor in order to become speaker, or you need a majority of those present and voting, which is typically 218. And right now, McCarthy doesn't have that because of the House Freedom Caucus. So McCarthy needs to come to the table and negotiate. And if he doesn't, he's not going to be speaker.
Wow. So who's in the wings? Can we get a Jim Jordan in there? What are we looking at here?
So I think that's a false choice. I think that the new boss is going to be the same as the old boss, no matter who replaces McCarthy if he's not the speaker.
Wow.
What needs to change is the rules, the structure, the way Washington operates, because if you just let another tyrant in there besides McCarthy, then you're just going to have the same thing happen, which is just a broken business-as-usual operation up here. So it really doesn't matter who the speaker is as long as you reform the rules. And that's what the House Freedom Caucus is trying to do.
Oh, very cool. All right, right up against the break. Good timing. Andy, thanks for your time today. Andy Roth, State Freedom Caucus Network. You can find them at statefreedomcaucus.org. We appreciate your time. Stay in the fight, brother.
Yeah, and Phil, let me just say, I love everything that you're doing. And I know we're up here in the swamp, but there's a lot of conservatives in the movement up here who appreciate what you're doing. So keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, buddy. See ya.
All right,
well, that was a cool interview. Take us to the break, brother. We'll come right back and sort of recap that a little bit and then move into some topics or some articles that I've got here that go straight to this topic about conservative leadership. What happens when you get somebody with the backbone, with the chutzpah, to look at the establishment and go, we're not doing it like that anymore? I've got some examples. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.